Yes, it is time again. Isn't it wonderful? I really love and appreciate the fact that you're setting aside this time. That you are, hopefully, probably, pausing the flow of your life and your doings. And you are choosing to be still, to sink in a little bit more. And as always, with our times together in this way, through this intentional connection, you are connecting with the group, and it's as though you're sort of unfurling yourself on the energy levels, like you're expanding as though opening your arms, and maybe you even feel a little bit of a shiver run through the body as your etheric proprioceptors are registering the presence of everyone in this group. And here is something: whenever you are listening to this, everyone in the group refers to everyone who is going to join ever. We are all here now. In this moment, we have all found our way to one another, our way to connect to one another through this particular nodal point, this group. How wonderful and how perfectly magical that we do this every week, and we connect and we strengthen. The rate of spin has increased. Can you feel it? Incoming supportive light and frequencies, photonic light and plasma and cosmic rays. More and more of this is coming to the planet because the planet's magnetosphere is diminishing. And while some would perceive this through a third dimensional lens and say, well, this is not so good because that's our protective layer, don't you know? We know that in large part, this is a supportive process for our ascension mission on this planet. The short and the simple is that, as I said, more of those cosmic rays and high frequency energies are able to penetrate. And now we come to you, because you, Master, are like a little lightning rod on the planet, and you are exactly where you are meant to be relative to the grids of this planet. And you are doing this work. We are doing this work individually. We are supporting one another in this work so that you can be the best little lightning rod ever. So that you can hold those frequencies incoming, so that you can anchor them in the body. So that you can rejoice in the incoming flows and the uplift sensations when they come, and perhaps even you can rejoice when the wave of heaviness comes sometimes. Because you know then that that is happening because you have raised the vibrational frequency of your body, of your field, of your energy system. And anything that is not a vibrational match to that is going to become more pronounced. And we've spoken about this before. So here's the thing, what's happening now for a lot of us. These incoming waves, and you know, it is easy for us to consider these to be external to us, external supportive forces, and on one level they certainly are. Begin to lean into the possibility, however, that these great waves, these momentums and movements, as I said, of plasma and photonic light and high frequency and gamma rays, allow for the possibility that this is a part of you. You could even imagine perhaps that they are sent by you at your higher and more expanded levels of being. Remember, the you that is experiencing your life as a sort of star seed pretending to be human, as a master of light, still navigating through third dimensional realms and through a third dimensional, a lot of times, personality construct. You are actually, that is just a single, like a little, if you can imagine, a little pushpin in a map of the world. That is what you, the you that is listening, the aspect of the brain and the construct that is registering these words, that is basically what you are. And the map of the world is what you really are. So it is abundantly conceivable then that these expanded versions, aspects and expressions of your expanded self are capable of sending forth waves of supportive love, of purest light and ascension upgrades to the you, the pushpin anchoring your little nodal point on the earth grids. So, these waves come in, these influxes are received by a body that has to adapt to that up-level upgrade. And that light is going to increase the spin of your atomic and subatomic particles. Light literally increases the vibration, that is to say, the vibration, that is to say, the spin of the atomic particles. That's what's happening. So you've got quite literally an increase in vibration, in spin of your cells in your body. Now, this is wonderful, right? This is what we want. This is what we came to do. Beautiful. Bring it on. Even ask for it. Tip my face up to that glorious sun, star gate, portal And I command forth the highest light codes possible, that every cell in my body might blaze forth like a stargate. Absolutely, we do that. Here's the problem. The problem that in the third and fourth dimensional realms there is a tremendous demolition occurring, a dismantling, a transmutation, an alchemizing of energies that we are ultimately done with. And this represents a massive swath of density that our dear, sweet, wonderful physical bodies are also having to navigate. Now, let us add yet another little thing, and I know we've touched on this before, but it is extremely important relative to the physical body. What energy bundles, what information bundles are you putting into your body? Are you allowing into your body? Could be in the form of sound waves, music, or television shows. But most practically, of course, it is going to be food, things that come into the body, because these are the information bundles that are going to code and pattern the cells of your body. And it is the cells of your body in a more pristine state of integrity of their structure that allows them to receive and hold, therefore to anchor those light codes that you came to anchor, I might remind you. So now you see, we have an increase in spin. It is just happening. It is on, and it is not going to stop. It is happening because we have called it in. And it is happening in those moments of pure innocence, and I love you so much when you do, in a feeling of pure expansion and alignment and trust and faith. And you say, give me more. Bring it on. I'm ready. I'm ready to rise into this mission that I came for. And so it's happening. I promise you it's happening. And it's wonderful that it is happening. But the cells of the bodies right now are getting kind of a stop-start message from a lot of us. If there are still energy bundles that you are, and that is why we come to something that you can, let us say, quote unquote, control. What energies, frequencies, information bundles are you allowing to code your cells, pattern your neural net, imprint your nervous system? For some of you, this message is clear. You must step it up. become the most coherent pattern in the field that you possibly can. Keep reaching, keep declaring your mastery and the highest intention for your mission on this planet. Keep doing that, because that light will alchemize anything. But you must be placing, even if it's just slightly more, of your attention, your focus, your intention on that. Step it up. Now we're going to do a little bit of a somewhat practical, let's say, visualization. Imagining that you are standing with your bare feet on soft green grass. The golden sun stargate blazes high above you in an arc of blue. Sensing the trees around you, feel the living consciousness of the earth and nature all around you. And feel your heart, feel the ascension stargate of your heart. Now, this would be your heart as a center, an energy center. It absolutely incorporates, it enfolds your physical heart. Feel your heart opening in the presence of such beauty, such power. And you're going to imagine now that a sort of flat plane, you can imagine it as a disc, but you want to imagine a sort of horizontal plane that extends out from the heart. You could imagine that it is your love and appreciation, your gratitude for nature, your desire to connect with the consciousness of nature, with the trees and the green-leafed beings around you. Send that horizontal plane out from your heart in all directions, meaning on a horizontal plane, but behind you, feel it spreading out. Feel the outer edges of that heart field, that heart disc. Feel the outer edges merging with the tree beings, welcoming your touch, your energy signature. You are known to nature, Master. And feel yourself. It is as though you are stabilizing on this horizontal plane. On that 360-degree disc, you are balanced now, your body woven into the very fabric of nature. Imagine that from that stargate of your heart, you are going to send a column of light, a pillar of light, a beam of light, and it's going to go down into the earth, but not in the old way of grounding. Send that column of purest light to the earth. Now, into the earth, you are going to imagine that you experience at the center of the earth a crystal cave, massive, veritably thrumming with a sound. So powerful are these crystals that they emit a sound. Now, I want you to keep going now. Send that. It is still part of your vertical column of light, your vertical ascension column. Keep going. Send it down through the earth and out the other side. Now just imagine, create a really wonderful clear image. Imagine that your grounding cord is going to connect into, let us say, a galaxy spiral or a shimmering nebula cloud. Or perhaps our galactic sun. Anchor into an expression of source light frequency that is a better match for you at your highest levels. Now come back to the you that is standing barefoot in the grass. You've got your horizontal plane. You're stabilized in the energies of nature on planet Earth. You've got one part of your vertical ascension columns anchored into something magical and juicy. Now, from the heart, send your column of light up and up through the highest energy centers that correspond with your body and your energy field here, all the way up to our solar sun, the stargate of the sun. Good. You felt it. Now connect in. Connect your cord into the sun, your pillar of light into the sun. And once you connect in, once you sort of lock in, it is as though it opens a flow. Like your column of light becomes like a straw. And that light, the light codes, the ascension codes, the plasma that your cells knows and understands, it's going to just pour down that column now pouring down the column through the crown of the head and filling the cranial cavity, the neck, the shoulders, the arms, the chest, your heart center, down filling the body, the torso, the organs, the legs, the feet. It is your heart now, that stargate that has become, if you can picture this, if you could see yourself from outside of yourself, your heart has become now the zero point of that structure, the intersection, the nodal point on the grid that you have created, vertical, ascension column. Horizontal stabilizing disc. Your heart is the zero point. Use this visualization if you feel a resonance with it. This will help you to stabilize into beneficial frequencies. This will help you to align, anchoring into high vibrational frequencies that will help you to navigate through these times.